Businesses around the world today isn't a restart, it's a rethink. That's why they're partnering with IBM. Retailers are keeping their systems up as millions of orders move online. Call centers are using IBM Watson to manage customer questions with AI. And solutions built on the IBM cloud are helping patients receive trusted information. Today we're rethinking how business moves forwards. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hi there.
Outfit of the day check. What do you got?
Jammies.
Like,
I say that with slight, like, I guess, shame, if you will.
No, there should be no shame in your game. The fact that you can wear jammies.
There's shame that there's hashtag no regrets at the same time.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's just, and when I say jammies, they're not like traditional like Tweety Bird jammies or anything like that. Like,
sure.
It's just like an athletic shirt and some like capri-length yoga pants.
Oh, so you could like literally get out of bed and go to the store.
I could go to the store like this.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you wouldn't embarrass the family too much if you rolled out of your house wearing the clothes that you're wearing right now.
I try not to.
All right. Yeah. I wearing a hoodie, getting lucky in Kentucky t-shirt, and some joggers. So, you know, not too far from where you are.
You're a little cash, but you're sassy with the getting lucky shirt.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. All right. So we got, you know, a bunch of flash flood warnings in the area. Rainy start to your morning here this morning. But
yeah, it sounded like you need to build an ark a little bit outside. It's coming down.
Yeah. Pretty wet. But today on the show, we are going to celebrate Throwback Thursday, as we do every Thursday. So that's right around 8:30 or so. We got some Setting the Bar stories sprinkled in. We are going to examine why a dog is becoming the center of the issue in Stacy's marriage.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, feel-good stories. So, yeah, all that to come here on 99.7 DJX. Does everybody know who's on Dancing with the Stars? I mean, it was kind of announced yesterday. We hit it late in the show, but, you know, kind of
late in the show.
Yeah. Charles Oakley, former NBA superstar, Catfish host Nev Schulman.
Olympic, we didn't mention him yesterday.
Olympic figure skater Johnny Weir.
Yeah, a lot of people think he may have a shot at winning because, you know, hashtag figure skating moves.
Yeah, for sure. One Day at a Time actress Justina Machado. Jeannie Mae, Nelly, Jesse Metcalf.
Okay, I know him.
Yeah, Nelly, right. Monica Aldama, I don't know her really. Former NFL player, yeah, Vernon Davis, Caitlin Bristow, who I learned yesterday, she was a former bachelorette.
Exactly, and she has a dance background, so she'll probably do really well.
Right, Chrishell Stouse from the Selling Sunset, and then, of course, AJ McLean and that dang Carol Baskin.
That dang Carol Baskin.
Okay, yeah, what a lineup.
I can't guarantee I'm going to watch because I'm still boycotting over the loss of Tom Bergeron.
Oh, yeah, Bergeron.
He's my guy.
Yeah, he is no longer the host of Dancing with the Stars. It's going to be instead Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
Erin Andrews is not going to be there as well. So
yeah, no, it's the first time they're going to have a solo host since the inception of the show.
Yeah, so we're going to see how that all works. But yeah, that's where we are in 2020, where Carol Baskin, the star of a reality show investigated for the potential murder of her husband,
yeah,
is now on a dancing show.
I mean, what a progression for her.
What a wild ride it's been for her.
Yeah.
All right, Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do. Mom, Kelly, this may be something that you can at least take note of, okay?
What's the situation?
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without opening the plane's emergency exit because you're overheated, you're doing okay.
Yeah, typically that is not going to be good for the flight.
Well, here's the thing, and good news for everyone involved, the plane had just landed, okay?
Okay, good. So we are not in mid-flight.
No, we are not. This is
okay, good.
Out of the
Ukraine. Because that's exactly what I was thinking was happening at first.
Right. This is out of the Ukraine when a woman who was an overheated mom decided to open the emergency exit and went out onto its wing.
just walked out on the wing?
Walked out onto the wing to get some air. Then she just hung out there, walked around for, you know, 30 seconds or so, then walked back in to be with her family as the plane was disembarking there. So it was, you know, when the plane lands, everybody knows, like when the plane lands, especially like if you're near the end of the or near the rear of the plane, you got to wait probably a hot 15 minutes. The air's off, you know, because they've turned the air off. And
I was going to say, you do have the little fans above you, but yeah, no, if the plane's off, those aren't working anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, everybody in front of you is getting their bags out from the overhead bin and they're just taking their time. And
it's stuffy.
And sure, it's stuffy. And so what did this mom do? She decided to open up the emergency exit and walk out of the wing. The reason we're giving you this as a setting the bar is she has been blacklisted now by the officials of the Ukraine International Airlines.
They asked her not to come back and fly with them again?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
So maybe she was unaware that the wing did not double as an outdoor lounge.
Ah, well, you're right. Maybe if there's not a sign, she doesn't know.
Maybe they need to, again, emphasize the word emergency exit.
Yes.
And that wasn't an emergency being a little overheated.
So again, Kelly, you're a mom. You've become overheated before, I'm sure.
Yes, I have. And, ooh, Lord, oh, Lord, need a little bit of air.
You need some air.
You make a little fan. You fan yourself a little bit.
You got to pat yourself down with a little baby powder in your special spots.
Absolutely. You pack a little extra baby powder in case it gets a little stuffy. Maybe you carry a little fan, you know?
Yeah.
They have a bunch of little pocket fans. You can even battery-operated ones. You can just turn that on, blow, and it's really refreshing.
Wow. Someone tunes in right then. That's a weird sentence you just said.
Pocket fan.
Okay, so yeah. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without operating or opening the plane's emergency exit, walking out under the wing because you've been overheated, you're doing okay.
All very good information.
There you go.
Maybe they do need to post a sign that's not an outdoor lounge.
Yeah. Kelly K.
So this is kind of amazing. A dog who was left in South Carolina at the height of the pandemic is finally back home in Australia.
Okay.
So this is what happened. The dog was stranded after her owners were forced to abandon their round-the-world sailing trip and fly home to Australia.
Oh.
So the family had arranged for the dog to be looked after by a friend, what they hoped would just be like maybe 6 weeks.
Okay.
But they weren't able to fly back to the U.S. to get the dog. So eventually they decided the dog had to make the journey to Australia all alone, which required the dog going under tests, making sure that she was healthy, didn't have rabies, all that kind of stuff. Several flights, 10,000 miles later, the dog is home.
Wow.
That is the feel-good part.
Oh, is there another part?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just that, it was kind of a arduous journey.
Gotcha.
You know, it's not good being separated from your family that far, but made it home. Yay.
All right. Well, that's a good feel good there from a dog. We have another dog featured this hour here in about 15 minutes who is actually driving a wedge between Stacy and her husband.
Uh-oh.
So we've got that coming up.
Whoa. Excited about that. Yay.
The exact opposite of a feel good. According to Wave 3 News, storm tracking team today going to be wet, at least here in the morning, as there is a flood warning in effect until about 9:15. 85 going to be your high. But then tomorrow and Saturday and even into Sunday, it looks like it's going to be pretty nice. The high in the low 80s, pretty mild temperatures. But right now, it's pretty wet. And 7, I don't know what the current temperature is. But I do want to say, ding, 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 there is something in that we need to talk about.
Okay.
Relating to all of this, because remember, last hour, I told you that meteorologist Brian Good, our buddy over there at Wave 3, was talking about there being a record that we were in threat of breaking, a record all the way dating back 141 years.
Is this with the rainfall?
Yeah, daily rainfall amounts. He said that we could see that fall today. Well, I have an update. And the record of 1.41 inches set in 1879 has just been broken.
Oh, shattered.
1.81 inches and rising.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Are we celebrating record rainfall right now on the show?
We are celebrating us breaking a record. We are turning lemons into lemonade, Kelly.
I gotcha. We need something to celebrate.
That's
in this
right.
town, and this is it.
2020's flexing on 1879. Suck it, 1879. Oh, the year was 1879. The automobile has yet to really come of age. Horse-drawn carriages were the rage back then. Ladies dared not go out in public in any dress that were lower than their ankles. And
oh my God. But now we have more rainfall than you, so suck it!
Suck it, 1879!
Really? That's where we're at. That's what we're celebrating.
Hey, Google 1879. Right. See what else happened.
Okay.
That we can say suck it to.
1879?
Yeah, 1879. Why is 2020...
What bad things happened in 1879.
Yeah. I just want to have one more flex on 1879. I don't want it to just be daily rainfall amounts.
Let's see. Oh, well, that's kind of deathy.
okay, well. All right. Well, we'll come back to that. You do some research.
Yeah, none of it's real good.
Okay. Oh, see, look at that. See, 1879 can just stay in the past. 2020. Yeah.
Oh, it says New York City's Madison Square Garden, first artificial ice rink opened. That's kind of good, though. I mean, that's kind of a win for them.
Okay, is it still up? okay, great. This is great. All right, so
I need more time to find non-deathy things.
All right, so just know that, yes, there is still serious weather events happening here in the area with flash flood warnings, and there are being pooling and ponding water on roadways, even, you know, on side streets and everything. So just don't go through those flooded areas of the highway. But...
And then you can celebrate, like, avoiding flooded areas. Did they?
Yeah!
Yes! Navigated flooded areas.
1879 can suck it.
Suck it, 1879. Okay.
Ah, well, that was fun.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Ah. Who knew weather could be so fun?
Well, it's fun when we make it fun.
I guess.
Kind of.
All right. Coming up, it is free therapy. Stacy has issues.
My husband is driving me crazy.
One particular way.
Yeah. Are we going to help, or are we just going to exacerbate the problem?
Oh, we're not going to help on this one, I think.
I don't know. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming The Ben and KellyShow.com. We're smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. You can get us right there as well. So this is kind of cool. ABC is going to be featuring a comedy special called VOMO, Vote or Miss Out. Got a bunch of celebrities raising awareness about the election coming up. It's going to be hosted by Kevin Hart, nonpartisan comedy special. So you're going to have everyone from like Tim Allen and Jay Leno to Tiffany Haddish and Will Ferrell and Scarlett Johansson and stuff like that. So that's going to go down on September 14th. On ABC. So I don't know. Hopefully it will actually be funny. I think
that's debatable.
I mean, so sometimes, you know, when you have these comedy specials, you know, they're only just mildly funny. But anyways, if you want to know more about like where if you're registered or maybe this is your first election, we've got a bunch of stuff up there for you. WDJX.com. You can just click on the Vote 2020 banner, and you can see if you are registered or register to vote and all that fun stuff right up there on our website. And then if you want to take a look at the special, again, that's going to be on Monday. Not this Monday, next Monday. All right? So on ABC. Coming up next, it's free therapy. And when an animal is starting to drive a rift between you and your husband.
My husband is driving me crazy.
Oh, okay. So this is a problem because, you know, animals are a member of the family.
They are. Indeed. Is this going too far? That's Free Therapy coming up next on 99.7 DJX.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is Free Therapy.
All right, good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, how are you?
Pretty good. So walk us through the message you sent us.
Okay, so my husband is driving me crazy. We got a new dog, his name's Andy. But he thinks Andy should sit at our dinner table and have his own chair because he's a member of our family.
Oh, so hang on. The dog gets his own place setting?
Yeah, I thought he was kidding at first, but I walked into my kitchen and my husband was sitting next to my dog. My dog has his own chair and he's eating his dog food out of one of our cereal bowls.
Wow.
Oh, that's extra.
Yeah, I told him it was ridiculous and he disagreed.
Okay, so he doesn't think it's a big deal.
No, I had no idea how big of a dog person he was before I married him, and now I'm starting to see.
Oh.
Okay, so you have mentioned it to him, but have you, like, had a serious conversation?
Well, yeah, and I told him if we have company over, the dog is going to beg, and he's going to think he can sit with our guests.
and eat out of your guest bowl. It's like, hey, that's my cereal bowl. Listen, I have a dog. Kelly has a dog. She has dogs.
They are members of the family.
They are.
This is excessive.
Yeah, exactly. They are members of the family, but I think I'm almost siding with you in that there's got to be some boundaries, right?
What do you mean almost siding? Yes, we're siding with her.
A little bit of boundaries. I love my dog, but I don't want him at our kitchen table.
Okay.
I am going to go ahead and assume that a vet is going to say that's not hygienically healthy.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're getting some text messages at 502-571-9970. Some people suggesting how you can approach this with your husband and figure out how to set those boundaries. So if you want to hang out, maybe we can help you navigate this.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Stacey, though, I don't know if the text messages are going to be in your favor, though. Kylie texts in and says, wait, this is a thing? Setting up a place setting for my dog ASAP.
Oh, no. They're on board with it. That's not voting well.
All we knew is be like, here, come on, up here. Come up to the table. There's your little spot there.
I don't know. I don't think that's good.
I don't know. Like, is there, I need to know, is there anybody that is as extra about this as Stacey's husband is when it comes
that's
to
a good word for it.
Their
extra,
their animals, their dog? Because, like, my sister is a huge dog person. She doesn't go so far as setting them places at the table. However, she like is uber tuned in to the needs of her animals. So I don't know. Derek texts in and says, hey, if the dog can sleep with you, it can eat with you. See, again, not on her side.
What's happening?
Not on
Are
her
we
side
gonna
at all.
Are we going to be outvoted on this one?
Maybe. I don't know. 502-571-9970. You know, Kelly and I were both all like, yeah, you know, that's too much. And I think we may be getting outnumbered.
This is really surprising because Paul checks in on Facebook. He says, my boy Baxter is my world, but let's not be ridiculous. So he's on our side.
All right. Amanda rolls in. All I can say is my dog walks through my backyard, which has chicken poop, goat poop, and other dog poop. And then you're putting that at your table. Yeah, that's just nasty. Okay.
This is what I'm saying.
Gotcha. We got
sniff butts all the time.
got a text from Liz. It says, hey, it's all fun and games until the dog sneezes on your plate. Okay.
Another awesome. Awesome point.
Yeah, Janice says, absolutely not going to start giving table manners during obedience training. Nope, no way. Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
But then Angie sends us a pic. She says, I'm a crazy dog lady. That is a really cute puppers sitting there at the table with a little, looks like a birthday cupcake treat.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to text us photos of your dogs, I'm all about that because we got another text from a listener that says, mine, I don't see any problem with it. Mine plays Monopoly with us. And then there's a picture of the dog playing the role of the banker in Monopoly. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah,
I didn't know. I wasn't confident we were going to be able to help with this one. I feel like we're almost outnumbered.
I got to kind of be honest with you. And I thought that there was going to be more of an overwhelming, yeah, dogs don't belong at the table. But there is a fair divide between the dog fans who are like, yeah, you know what? He's part of the family. Let him let him get up at the table with you.
This is not helping her.
And the people who are like, yeah, no, boundaries are good.
again, I don't think we helped.
Bridget is saying, hey, get the dog a little kid's table from IKEA and then, you know, let the dog eat at like the kid's table with you.
A kid's table.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Several people are suggesting like the toddler table. Like,
good compromise.
Yeah. Do like a toddler table that's next to your table so the dog can eat dinner along with you.
And then the husband feels like the dog is being respected as a family
member. Respect the dog.
Respect the dog as a family member. Hey.
I don't know why we went mobster there.
Don't
but
disrespect the family.
Don't disrespect the family. All right. So, yeah, if you want to continue commenting, the Facebook post is up there. You can type away at Ben and Kelly Show. Feel good. Do them every hour here, Kelly K.
Okay, so this is a prime example of how you really never know what's going on behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
A Massachusetts community came behind, rallied around a couple after they were sent a nasty note shaming them for not painting their house.
Aww.
So the note they got read, please paint me, eyesore, your neighbors, thanks. So the homeowners, James, was really upset because, obviously, they didn't understand why the house fell into such disrepair.
Uh-huh.
He said, I had quadruple bypass, then I had kidney problems after that, and his wife got diagnosed with MS 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
She's confined to her bed. So their kids decided to create a post on Facebook explaining why their house was in such disrepair.
Yeah.
And, of course, that started to get a lot of attention. People offering to either paint the house or donate the money to the cause. Hours later, a GoFundMe was thrown up there to create money for their renovation expenses. It's raised more than $56,000 of the $82,000 goal so far.
Mm-hmm.
A builder there locally visited the house, gave them an estimate. They were able to cut their management and overhead profit by half. Ace Hardware was donating money and materials to the cause.
Oh, that's good.
So it looks like, you know, things are going to get taken care of. You know, the house does look like it's in really bad shape.
Uh-huh.
But again, it just kind of goes to show you never know what is going on behind those doors and not necessarily assume that they don't understand that it needs to be fixed, but maybe reach out and ask why.
I remember my mom got a note from neighbors when I was growing up. Same deal. Like, hey, your house is needing to be painted.
Really?
Yeah, same deal. And so, yeah, I remember one summer then, you know, I had some aunts and uncles come help and we did like a house painting thing there. But yeah, that same type of deal. But, you know, I obviously was not in the same situation that family was. So.
Yeah.
But crazy.
It's just nice to see, though, that the compassion that people ended up showing once they were forthcoming with what was going on and what they were dealing with.
All right.
We tweeted out the story. You want to read the whole thing? It's at Ben and Kelly Show.
You can get a hold of us via text message, 502-571-9970. Chelsea rolls in and has a question. Hey, how can I listen to you guys on my phone? I just realized you guys don't have an app anymore. Oh, super easy. You can either ask Siri, if you're an iPhone user, to play 99.7 DJX. Get us right there. We're on the iHeart Radio app as well, or you can just get us right from the website at WDJX.com. So a couple different ways that you can listen to the show on your phone there.
I say, hey, Alexa, play 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Launched it for someone. That's kind of fun.
Ashley texts in and says, hey, is Kelly still working from home? I got to know. Does she have PJ pants and slippers on and just looks good from the waist up? No.
Well, yes.
Yeah, so.
I actually do. And I'll prove it to Ben because he can see me.
Yeah, no one else can see.
I've got a matching outfit.
All right.
It's my little capri yoga pants and athletic top. But there are sometimes where if I know we're going to be going live on the Facebooks,
mm-hmm.
that I, you know, dress for the top.
Okay.
And then lounge on the bottom a little.
Business on the top, party on the bottom.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. And there are many reasons why I'm still hanging out at home for a little bit. It's going to be probably for about another month.
Yeah.
And then I'll be trying to make my way back to the studio.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, there you go.
But I'm not sick.
Listen, I will tell you
don't have the Rona.
If I were to be doing from a home studio, I would be lucky to even wear any sort of clothing.
Pants.
Whatsoever. So, anyways. All right. Hey, coming up, we have to introduce you to Ander, okay?
Ander?
Yeah, Ander is from Nebraska, and he is passionate and brings a passionate cause to city council that I think I and maybe several of you can support. All right?
All right. We got an agenda. Take care of.
Yeah, we'll dive into that after Dua Lipa on 99.7 DJX. Listen, not all supermen wear capes. Some...
Not all heroes wear capes?
Some are named Ander, and they approach city council with an urgent need.
Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country. We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control that our children are throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning.
Okay, so this, I mean, Ander is setting it up.
I'm invested.
I was going to say, there's been a lot that could fall under the umbrella of what he is talking about right now.
Treating things as though they're normal. Mm. I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings.
Okay, Ander, talk.
Wait a second. Is he advocating for boneless chicken wings? What's happening?
Hang on a second. Ander's going to get to the point. He okay. is serious about boneless chicken wings.
I propose that we as a city remove the... Excuse me, I'm trying to...
Excuse me. Yeah, so city council said...
Interruption.
Yeah, I was going to say, they started to chuckle, and he's like, hang on, this is not a joke.
Hear me out.
I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders.
Okay, so he has an issue calling it boneless chicken wings.
Why is that a problem?
We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash.
Wait a second, saucy nugs are trash.
Yeah, either way, Ander's not having the boneless chicken wing fight.
We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand, and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long, and we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
People started to clap.
One person clapped. That's great.
Yeah, so right. He's just saying...
What's exactly the problem?
Listen, he's saying that boneless chicken wings are misrepresented. They're just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. He said wings have bones in them. So you can't have a boneless chicken wing. It's just chicken tenders. Or, as he proposed, wet tenders, saucy nugs, or trash.
I like saucy nugs. That's my vote. Saucy nugs. I want saucy nugs. I can throw my support behind changing the name nationally instead of boneless wings to saucy nugs.
Saucy nugs.
I 100% support it. I'll vote.
It is not clear exactly how the city council responded to Ander's proposal. However,
yeah, it might be difficult to change. I mean, it's probably a lot of signage at like restaurants that you'd have to change menus.
Listen, it only starts with one. To get the ball rolling, right?
Just needs like one leader, like one maybe restaurant to get behind the movement.
And Ander is the guy leading the charge there. So,
Mr. Saucy Nugs.
As we said, there are a lot of things happening in the year 2020. Ander is jumping on the platform, change boneless chicken wings to saucy nugs.
It just takes one guy to raise awareness of the boneless chicken wings plight. Okay.
We've tweeted out his story. He's an amazing individual with glasses, long red hair, and a shirt and tie. This is the sort of guy that
it's good to have a cause.
Can lead the charge. Yep. At All Ben right. and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it is that sweaty time of the week when we get down and dirty and play a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. And you're like,
we've already gotten an early request for Mariah Carey because it's been 30 years since her first album.
Okay. Your request...
I've verified that. I'm trusting the texter.
Oh, okay. We never verify anything here on this show. No, we just trust the tweets, the texts that we get as Bible. All right, so yeah, your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970.
Ben and Kelly are throwback.
Throwback
Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
At Ben and Kelly Show, your requests make up our playlist.
Aaron chimes in, I want to go ahead and start us out with Genuine Pony because it's Derby weekend.
That it is. All right, so we'll start Throwback Thursday with kind of a slow jam, get your groove on, you know, sort of thing.
Get sassy and then we'll amp it up.
Get sassy and then we'll amp it up, sure. Throwback Thursday! All right, are we good and sassy now?
I think we're good and sassy. I'm feeling sassy.
Are we good and sassy? All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while.
Okay, so Steph threw out the fact that Mariah Carey, it's been 30 years since her first album. She did provide the WikiLink link. She's verifying the facts.
Okay, all right.
She's throwing out facts.
All right, so she needs Mariah Carey. All right,
yes, she does.
All right, Throwback Thursday here. 99.7 DJX.
Sure. Elaborate ways, got the guard feeling released to relax for the day.
Oh, Throwback Thursday. Man, it's had a vibe so far, the first couple songs here.
Yeah, it makes me feel some sort of way.
Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX.
So John's rolling in, says, it's my first TBT and Thursday back to work since testing positive for COVID 47 days ago. How about Survivor?
Oh, we got you.
Yes,
Survivor.
John, yes, welcome back to
life. Yes. Hi there. It's Ben and Kelly.
Hello.
We're playing songs you haven't heard in a while here on 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Gary the Redbird checks in on text message saying, driving to Indy in this monsoon, just play something to cheer me up. Hashtag TBT.
Well, oh, dealer's choice.
A dealer's choice. I think there's only one thing that could possibly cheer you up, and that is
easy.
Sean Kingston, Justin Bieber, Eeny Meeny. Throwback Thursday. Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Oh, I feel so bad. Oh, there's baby Bieber jumping in there.
Oh, it is baby Bieber. Oh,
he's so precious. All right, your texts make up our playlist. Your requests make up our playlist. It's Throwback Thursday.
Ryan is asking, is it time to bring Backstreet back?
Oh.
I mean, AJ is competing on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. It would make sense.
Oh, gosh, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it feels so good. Throwback Thursday.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. I want it that way.
Throwback Thursday. Sam rolls in. Hey, you guys play BSB. Only fair to play Nelly. He's also Dancing with the Stars. Well, yes, you're right. You're right. That is a true statement. And we are all about true statements here on the Ben and Kelly Show.
The truth. Truth seekers.
99.7 DJX. Everyone must be the money. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Courtney rolls in. Listen, riding horses is all about rolling your hips. Hang on, what are you talking about, Courtney? I'm getting embarrassed just reading your text. She goes on and says, thus I need a little hips don't lie. Oh, okay. All right. That's where we're going. All right.
All right.
And Shakira's weird tongue sound effect, optional. Oh, in honor of Derby.
That one?
Yeah. Do we have that? We do.
I don't know.
Somewhere.
I think I did it.
I think
pretty
you
well,
just
though.
Did it. Yep. Throwback Thursday.
In my body. Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX. We appreciate everybody who rides this train with us.
It's a train.
It is a train.
Fun.
That is for sure. Jed rolls in on Twitter. Informer by Snow. That's a throwback right there.
It is.
We're not going to argue with you. Do people even remember that song?
Of course they do.
All right. I'll give you just the tip, okay? Just the tip of that one. Okay? Oh, wow. Okay, we're throwing it back. Throwback Thursday.
Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word, bust it.
That's Snow.
Yes.
99.7 DJX, Informer there. If we're going to stay in this land, get to a text message from a listener who says, took a test on Monday. I need to feel 100% positive about something. I don't know what sort
kind of
test. Is it a school test? Is it a STD test? Is it a COVID test? Is it? There are a lot of tests you can be taking.
There are a lot of tests.
Anyways, the text rolls on and says, I need to wrap ice baby. Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So
I can at least kill it and get my confidence back. All right. Oh, thank you, David. That's David. All right. Gotcha.
David. Okay.
David. All right. Well, we hope your test is good, whatever test that is.
We can all wrap with this one.
All right. Right? Throwback
We're all
Thursday.
Wrapped.
Yep. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Oh, my God.
What's happening?
We got a text message. Text message from a listener, by the way. We love getting your text messages. I work at an OBGYN office, about to spit my coffee out when he said STD test. Throwback Thursday.
I feel so.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Allison tweets, Throwback Thursday, just got approved for a new apartment for me and my two kids. Please help me celebrate.
That's awesome.
You know the only way I know how, right?
Don't ruin the moment.
I won't. My second favorite band, Creed. Listen, they've taken a backseat to Nickelback on Throwback Thursday. No longer. No longer.
When dreaming, we're dreaming high. True place where I'm lying.
Wow, who knew we needed some rock like this?
Power rock stance.
Do we need...
Fans. Blowing the hair.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
Chrissy rolls in. Don't forget about Hinder. Oh God. Why would we do this? Why would we do this? Why would we break Throwback Thursday like this?
Honey, why are you calling me so late?
Wow.
With the lips of
wow. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
So much
rock.
She says, hey, it's Teresa. I'm headed to work. Okay. I'm still lost at Saucy Nugs, LOL.
How are you? Wow. Saucy Nugs. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Oh, it feels so good.
It does.
But it hits your ears. Jill, we're not allowed to listen to music anymore at work. Boo. Obviously, I'm breaking the rules.
Oh, I like that. Rule breakers are great.
Like rule breakers.
Chris rolling in.
All right.
Sweet baby Jesus, I've listened to y'all since Peter B. and my Throwback Thursday suggestions have never been played.
Oh,
this
wow.
whining baby needs to be pacified. Sorry, are you going to play his request?
What's he wanting?
Thong song?
Oh, we just played that.
So you're not going to play
his
request?
Yeah, not going to be able to do that this week.
Me.
But we appreciate you
Chris,
being a part of the train.
We love you. It's
I mean, this isn't the week either. But, you know, keep reaching for the stars, Chris.
Oh, Chris, we love you.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, no. See what you did.
What'd
see
I
what
do?
You did.
What'd I do?
Chris is breaking up with us. He said, I think we should see other people. It's not you. It's me.
Oh, no. Chris, can we entice you in some Ricky Martin? Would that help?
It's not the same thing.
Would that help?
It's not.
Can we interest you in some Ricky Martin?
Don't leave us, Chris. I don't want to be down again.
Throwback Thursday. This is a segment on the 99.7 EJX radio station where we play songs we used to play a whole lot, but you haven't heard in a long time. All right?
We're dusting them off.
Yeah. Yeah, John is all like, yes, Ricky Martin, yes. Okay, thank you. Brittany's all like, rock forever. Yeah. How about Blink-182? Okay. All right. Easy.
Nobody got you when you're 23.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
Listen. You know, Chris has been teetering. He's threatening to break up with us because we never play his requests.
We never play his
Brad
songs.
Rolls in, okay. Ben, better be careful. You only have 6 listeners. You can't afford to drive them away. It's a valid point. Now, Chris is willing to renegotiate a relationship.
Oh, gosh.
If you play 1985,
oh,
he'll
wow.
reconsider breaking up with us.
Ooh.
Are you? What are you going to do? It's a pivotal moment in a relationship.
All right. We'll give you a little bit. A little taste, just to wet your whistle. All right?
Chris, it's your moment.
It's your moment. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Bailey and Lainey roll in. They're on their way to work. They wanted to throw the wheel of Throwback Thursday against the wall, and they needed to hear Ja Rule. Oh.
All right. Okay. Also sending love to Sam. Sam needs some encouragement today. We love you, Sam.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Throwback Thursday. If anything can soothe a rainy Thursday, it's the harmonious sounds of Ja Rule. DJ X. Oh, so good. Throwback Thursday. But it goes so quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, stop. Don't say
so
that.
Goes so quickly. Oh,
we're not done.
Yes, we're done. Sorry. Ending it there with Ja Rule. And Ja Rule.
Listen, Carrie rolled in. My niece Dakota's getting married Saturday. She wanted to play a song for her.
Listen. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story. We can't get to every single request. We appreciate everybody who tweets and who texts, but we can't get to everyone. We understand.
But listen, the bottom line is that our relationship with Chris has been saved.
Did we literally just do this for one listener?
We did.
Okay.
Listen, that is customer service. When you look at it like that, that is super serving our audience. Chris, we love you.
Ha! Okay, there you go. That's Throwback Thursday. Real quick text message from Bethany at 502-571-9970. She says, I'm not even sure this is the right number, but this is Bethany. If you're not the radio station I'm texting, then I'm so sorry. You got us, Bethany. You got us.
It's us. We love you.
It is always fun getting those random, like, wrong number text messages from people that are like,
Yeah, and while you're out, will you pick up some milk and bread at the store?
Yes, the grocery lists are great.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
We're always right back. Sure. Sure, honey.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, and then that just causes some issues when they get home and they don't have it. So. All right, anyways, we do feel-good stories every single hour. All right, Kelly K.
So, David Blaine.
I've heard of him.
David Blaine, right?
Yeah.
So, he was this illusionist. He's kind of been a little quiet for a while. But he's back with a new stunt he just pulled off. He's calling it Ascension. He basically wanted to recreate the whole scene in Disney's Up, where the house is floating with balloons.
Yeah?
Except he didn't have a house. He's just hanging on to balloons.
Oh, wow.
So, here's the thing. He was going to start doing it over New York, but then had to kind of switch it up due to weather and logistical issues. So, he ended up flying over the desert in Arizona.
Yeah.
Now, one of the reasons that he did this was for his 9-year-old daughter, Dessa.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, because it's a 3-hour video, you can watch the entire thing. He's walking out hand in hand with his daughter, and he's telling her that he stopped doing dangerous stunts when she was one.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't done anything since. The reason he wanted to do this is because it's beautiful, and he was inspired by her. So, I mean, he shows you everything because there's a lot of prep that goes into a stunt like this. They had to look at things that were going to happen with, you know, the rate of how he would ascend and what that would do to, like,
his body.
Yes, his body, his blood pressure, how he could breathe,
Wow. All
that stuff, his oxygen levels. Also, had to check and see, would the balloons pop at certain heights? All that stuff. He takes you through all of it. And so you can scroll through to about the 2-hour mark, and that's when he starts to fly. He lifted off 8 a.m. Pacific time yesterday, and the whole thing lasts for about an hour, but eventually reached a height of 24,900 feet before he parachuted to the ground.
Wow. You know what I didn't even consider? Like, as a risk on that? I mean, there are obviously a lot of risks when you're just strapping yourself to a bunch of balloons and letting it go.
Yeah.
But one of the risks I didn't even consider was, what if, like, the balloons popped
Yes.
But you weren't up high enough to engage the parachute.
Parachute, yes.
Oh,
all that had to be considered. That's why, you know, they had to figure all that out and figure out how many balloons that were going to be necessary. All this kind of stuff.
Crazy.
There's a lot of prep that went into it. So you can see the entire journey. It's up on the website at WDJX.com. The feel good is... he survived. Yay.
That's the feel good.
Nothing bad happened.
Yay.
Whoa. Yay.
All right. Good deal. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. According to Wave 3 News storm tracking team, the rain should be moving out of the area here this morning, becoming partly cloudy. Tomorrow looking good. Saturday for Derby, mostly sunny, 82. Man, have you seen the picture of the huge hole in the road there in J-Town on Bunsen?
Yeah, and like the 10,000 block of Bunsen, it is a collapsed road.
Yeah.
Going to be closed for a long while. That is yikes.
Right, so just kind of avoid that area too if you're out. I did realize that, you know, since everything is kind of changed this year for Derby Week, we are not going to be standing in the rain looking at naked people there along the Pegasus Parade route on Broadway.
Yeah, we missed out on that this year.
So
we didn't get to have that experience.
So do I kindly ask someone to, you know, stand in the window of their apartment complex naked so we can walk down Broadway and just remember the time?
Maybe you could just drive down Broadway and say, listen, what time are you planning on leaving today? Just give them a time check.
Okay.
Say, listen, I'm going to be driving down Broadway at this time. And if you could kindly just be naked in the window, that'd be great.
That would just bring back some great memories.
Exactly. All right.
Ah, man. Yeah.
Good times.
Obviously the Pegasus Parade is not happening this afternoon. I think we all knew that for many weeks. But the Oaks Day is going to be raced tomorrow. And then the favorite for Derby on Saturday is Tis the Law, so at 5-3 odds, best odds that we've seen for Derby for a while. So,
for your birthday, are you throwing like a little Derby party? What's happening? How are you celebrating?
I don't even know. My family literally has not said one thing about my birthday. So,
you know what?
I have no
idea. I'm choosing to think they're planning something.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're doing. It's probably going to be like, oh yeah, today's your birthday, isn't it? Oh yeah. Yeah, so anyways. All right, coming up, we're going to do a no regrets setting the bar, okay?
All right.
All right, sound good?
I like it.
All right, no regrets setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Every single day we give you setting the bar stories. This sets the bar for your day very low. It's an achievable goal, as Kelly likes to put it.
A little hurdle you can jump right over.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a tattoo you can only read in the mirror, then you're doing okay.
OMG. Oopsies.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that was not the original intent.
Right. Dylan learned the hard way the hashtag no regrets sort of issue. How he sat for a couple hours at a tattoo parlor and then realized only afterward that the tattoo dream chaser that he wanted tattooed on his arm, covering his entire arm,
oh wow,
was tattooed in reverse so you could only read it when looking in the mirror.
I mean, kudos to the tattoo artist for having the skill to do that. Don't even think I could write that word backwards, let alone tattoo it beautifully on someone's arm.
Oh my gosh. So yeah,
Dylan, that takes talent, does it not?
I guess so. Yeah.
I feel like you go with it at that point. So like, you tell everyone, hey, we flipped the script a little bit, meant to do that.
So here's the thing. Dylan left the tattoo parlor satisfied. He was like, oh, man, that's cool. Thank you. And you know how they put, like little bandages over your tattoo?
Yeah, you put, like, saran wrap and stuff around it, right?
Right, exactly. So he didn't even realize it was a mistake until he saw his friend. And then his friend is all like, yo, did you want that all like printed in reverse? And so he's a budding rapper, young Dylan.
Uh-huh.
And he is, I think, going to keep it the way he is, even though he's upset at the tattoo parlor for messing it up.
So was the tattoo artist using a mirror and that's how he did it?
Yeah, I don't know if Dylan gave him a... I don't know how the mix-up happened.
I have
happened.
Questions.
Yeah, yeah, I know. So anyways.
But I feel like you go with it and you celebrate it as I meant to do that.
Yeah, well, it's on your arm permanently now, so
yeah,
you have no choice.
Hashtag no regrets.
Hashtag no regrets. Said to the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a tattoo you can only read in the mirror, then you're doing okay. Yeah.
It looks great, though.
Yeah. I mean, we say this time, think before you ink, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sure. That is Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX. If you want to hear all the Setting the Bars that we do, yeah, we have them up on the podcast. You can get them nice, tidy little location.
It's a master course in what not to do.
That's right. Really. WDJX.com. Click listen. There's a couple things to check out on the website at WDJX.com. One of them being the new Bond trailer, right, Kelly?
Yes. A new trailer just released hours ago for No Time to Die, which is out November 20th in theaters. It looks like really super intense with the stunts.
And then also... There's Reese's Snack Cakes. Snack cakes? Yeah.
Oh. There's a couple of reasons. Check out that. Like, they are what you think they're going to be.
Okay.
It's like chocolate cake over, like, peanut butter cake coated in chocolate. And they're supposed to be, rumor has it, available in December.
All right. So, a couple things
snack
there.
Snack game getting through the roof.
On
No Time to Die trailer. Exciting.
WDJX.com on that. And what would have been in a normal Derby week, Pegasus Parade, you know, we had asked, hey, will someone, just for old time's sake, dance naked in their apartment window for us as we go down Broadway, like what happened to us a couple years ago?
Yeah, that was the only thing that really brightened our walk in the rain. Which I got to be honest wasn't my favorite thing to do, but when you see, you look up and you see a sight like that, it kind of makes it a fun experience. For
right, Steven texts us and says, "Hey, good morning. Very happy this morning. Clocked in on time, getting paid right, and sure to answer the question you just asked."
Oh, great! So he's going to be the naked one that we can go see.
Steven's on board.
I love it, Steven. Thank you for being there for us.
All right, cool.
In all your glory.
All right, you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. All right, guys, have a good one. Talk tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.